Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verses 1 through 7. Okay, let me give you just a little background on this before we jump in. And that is, there's two kings. There's two kings here in the story, King of Israel and the King of Judah. Okay, the King of Judah is Jehoshaphat and the King of Israel is Ahab. And Ahab is not following God, whereas Jehoshaphat, the King of Judah, is. Now, he makes plenty of mistakes like we all do, but as you see throughout his life, he has a desire to repent, to follow God, and be a part of his plan, okay? And desiring to carry that out. So here we go. So we're going to pick up in chapter 18, verse 1. It says, "Now Jehoshaphat had great wealth and honor, and he aligned himself with Ahab by marriage." Now, here's one of the things that I want us to look at. Notice God's blessed Jehoshaphat. He has great wealth, and yet he's aligning himself with a king, with a person who is not known for following God. Okay, now I know sometimes that when I'm thinking on my own strength, that I think, well, I need this person or I need that person. Well, do we really? Or is God enough? Right? And then verse 2. "Some years later, he went down to see Ahab in Samaria, and Ahab slaughtered many sheep and cattle for him and the people with him and urged him to attack Ramoth-Gilead." So we see that, you know, they're having what we call today a barbecue, right? A big barbecue. They're having a great time. You know, King Jehoshaphat's people with the king of Ahab and his people, and he's being influenced. He's trying to influence him to go to war against the king of Syria. And verse 3, "Ahab, king of Israel, asked Jehoshaphat." Now here's the direct request now. After they've been whining and dining, he asked Jehoshaphat, "Will you go with me against Ramoth-Gilead?" Jehoshaphat replied, "I am as you are, and my people is your people. We will join you in the war." Oh my goodness, how many times have I made quick decisions to agree to things, to align myself with things before I have sought the Lord, before I've got before him in prayer, in my Bible time. You know, so now, okay, almost as an afterthought though, after he's already agreed, it's verse 4, "But Jehoshaphat also said to the king of Israel, well, first seek the counsel of the Lord. So the verse 5, the king of Israel brought together the prophets, 400 men, and asked them, shall we go to war against Ramoth-Gilead or shall I not? Go, they answered, for God will give it into the king's hand. And then verse 6, "But Jehoshaphat asked, is there no longer a prophet of the Lord here whom we may inquire of?" So we can see that they go and, you know, the king of Israel brings prophets. The prophets tell them what they want to hear. And there's obviously a check with Jehoshaphat. He's like, is this really a prophet of the Lord? And so, so he says, is there not one? Verse 7, "The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is still one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, because he never prophesies good concerning me, but always evil. He is Micaiah, the son of Imlah." And Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say such things." Okay, so now I'm going to tell you the rest of the story, just quickly paraphrase it. They send a messenger to go get Micaiah, the prophet, and they say, hey, tell the king what he wants to hear. Basically, that's what they say, because everyone else is telling him that. And he says, no, I will speak the truth. That's only what I will speak. And so he gets there and he tells the kings, yeah, go to war. And the king of Israel, interesting, King Ahab, says, really? This sounds too good to be true. He said, tell me, now, haven't I told you? I want to know what the Lord says. And he says, oh, really? Okay, well, here's what the Lord says. You're going to be killed. Yeah. If you want to go to battle and you'll be dead by the end of the day. Oh my goodness. Now that King Ahab is not hearing what he wants to hear, he is angry. He throws him into prison and says, feed him with the food and water of affliction until I return in peace. Well, he doesn't return in peace. He's killed that very day, just as the prophet said that he would be. In fact, when they go to war, King Ahab says, hey, you know, I think I'll dress up as a common person. And Jehoshaphat, you dress up as the king. And Jehoshaphat's like, sure. You know, obviously a loyal, good friend. But sure. So a stupid person, right? Aligning himself with somebody that God says will be killed that day. But he does. And sure enough, they come to attack Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat cries out to the Lord. And God knew his heart, that he was truly repentant, and God saved him. But the king of the King Ahab, he was killed by the end of the day. And so what are a couple of lessons here, just really quick, that number one is, I pray that God will help you and me to align ourselves with those who really are following after the Lord. You know, be careful who we're spending our time with, careful who we're aligning ourselves. It's one thing to be ministering to others. It's another thing to be having big barbecues and going down to align ourselves with people who are not on the same agenda that God's called us to. And then two, do we truly want to be on God's agenda, or do we simply want God to support our own? And reminds me of Lou Giglio. You know, he said something along these lines, that his prayer is, whatever you have in mind for me, that's what I want to be a part of. You know, what you want, right? Not my agenda. And whatever you're thinking, wherever you're at work, that's what I desire. And so is that truly my heart's desire? And so that's my prayer for me and for all of us. And then three, there's no shortage of people who will tell us what we want to hear. And so do we want those kind of friends around us, or do we want to show appreciation to those who each share things that even hurt, that are the wounds of a friend than the kisses of an enemy? And are we going to be that kind of friend to others? And so a couple of action steps. Let's ask ourselves, are we getting time in God's word? Are we setting that as a priority in our day to pray and read the scriptures so we can hear his will for our life, so we can be aligned with his plan? And then number two, who are we aligning ourselves with? Who are we spending our time with? And number three, what action steps do we need to take today to carry out God's will for our life? Dear Father, I just pray that you would just please help the prayer of our heart, Father, our heart's desire to be in line with your will, your work, your agenda down here on earth, and not our own, Father, knowing that through that we'll truly be blessed and find happiness and fulfillment. And Father, I pray that you would put us around the right people that would encourage us and build us up and edify us and support us in carrying out your plan for our life. And finally, Father, I pray that you would help us to be that kind of friend to others, and that we would appreciate it when friends share words that are even hard to receive, but they're doing it out of love. Father, help us to be willing to receive it, even regardless of how it comes. And Father, we pray this in Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, now let's go out there and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day as we seek his will, his plan, and align ourselves with that. God bless. And if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes on my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, on iTunes, or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com, and we'd love for you to leave your feedback. Thanks so much.